G'day, Mike Hussey here, but you can call me Mr. Supercoach. KFC Supercoach BBL is back and there's 25 grand up for grabs. So what are you waiting for? Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.
The Backchat podcast with Will Schofield dropped yesterday without notice, and it came with a sledgehammer, a lengthy chat with the former Australian cricket coach Justin Lang on a whole number of topics and a whole number of fronts. But the most talkable topic remains his exit from the top job and the circumstances surrounding that. And if you think the months that have gone by since Andrew McDonald took the reins have dulled Justin Langer's anger over his exit, you are sorely mistaken.
And Pat Cummins said to me probably five times, "Oh, mate, this might be brutally honest." I said, "Pat, there is nothing brutal about your feedback. What's brutal is I'm hearing it behind my back through the media or through sources. And everyone, no one's telling me. There's nothing brutal. Tell me." He goes, "Tell me." "Oh, yeah, no worries. Great, mate."
So that's some of what he said yesterday. Now, since then, Cricket Australia Chief Executive Nick Hockley has come out and slammed Langer for what he called, well, he termed a lot of his former players traitors, not traitors, he called them cowards for the leaking to the media. And Hockley declared he wouldn't cop that and wouldn't cop Cummins and Finch being unfairly singled out by Justin Langer. And he said, "We need to correct inaccuracies, of which there are a number in Justin's comments." He said regular formal and informal opportunities to provide and receive feedback took place throughout his tenure, which is consistent with a high-performance environment. And following a comprehensive process, Justin was offered a short-term contract extension, which he rejected. So he is disagreeing with the notion that Justin Langer was sacked. And you weren't here yesterday, Solomon. You're out of phone range. And while that was happening, this was all going down here on a cricket front.
Missed it all.
Yeah. What was your immediate reaction when you saw the comments?
Justin's got to be careful. What are we now, 8 months?
Yeah. 9 months, I think.
8 or 9 months since he ceased being Australian coach. He's got to be really careful not to lose the room. And I think probably he starts to lose the room if what sympathy he is getting, if he starts, you know, doing individual things like this, because the key ingredient still at the end of the day is the game's bigger than the individual. There's a lot of people that have left Australian cricket over the journey and sport, Victorian cricket, New South Wales cricket, footy clubs, cricket clubs, disgruntled. It doesn't mean, you know, you just have an ability at any stage just to roll it back out there and have your say. So I'd like him to stop. And if he needs to do anything about it, I think he needs to go through other channels other than, you know, just letting fly on podcasts or news services, etc.
Hi, boys. The Will Schofield Backchat podcast with Justin Langer, which has hit all the recent news broadcasts the last couple of days, actually goes for nearly 2 hours and is a must listen. As usual, the press love to put a negative spin on wherever they can find it, rather than put it in context and maybe give Will some credit for providing a relaxed forum and interview style that brings out some of the best stories in cricket you'll ever hear. Need to listen to the whole podcast. Regards, Jan. Jan, that's true. Will Schofield did a magnificent job, and the podcast is lengthy. It covers all manner of Justin's career and goes on for a long time. In fact, they don't get to this until sort of the back end of their chat. But Jan, we can't play the full 2 hours, and the most talkable topic remains his exit from the game. That was clearly what he was most passionate about yesterday, and what us as sport and cricket fans are most passionate about at the moment. It was one of the biggest sports stories in this country and in the cricket world for some time. And if he's going to speak so passionately about it, Justin Langer, then certainly it's something that we need to focus on. What do you think, Scoob, around the feedback that he eventually did get from Cummins, from Finch, from others, around what he needed to change, and that he says he acted upon that change? They had good form on the field, and then he was still given his, well, he says, given his marching orders after that.
Cricket is a little different to footy. You know, there's generally, you'll find in cricket, there's a 10-year period, and cricket's different in that, you know, 11 months of the year, you're living in each other's back pocket. I mean, people get sick of each other. You know, change or not, you know, I don't agree with how the players went about it and how they were portrayed in this. I don't like it. And I've said that before. I'll say it again. I don't like the innuendo I hear about how they went about it behind his back. He wanted honest feedback. Well, he got the honest feedback. Cricket Australia, who then make the ultimate decision, have said, okay, go on for another 6 months, but we're not going to risk going any further with what has just transpired. And Justin said no. So I don't see anything overly wrong in that process other than I don't like the players driving the ultimate decision. I think they had more of a drive in the ultimate decision than probably we have been told. And also, where I say cricket is a little different to footy, when you are living such long-term with these guys on the road, different countries, you know, all the different challenges on and off field, I mean, 10 years generally don't go for long periods no matter what your success is, because everyone wears out. You actually wear out seeing each other every day at the you know, the hotel in Lahore or the one in London or wherever you might be, you know. So I think there's a period where you're used by date as you're used by date, no matter what success you've had. And I think that had all worn out. So I feel for Justin Langer because he comes and says, here's my record. It's spotless. Yeah. Look at it. Look what we're doing.
Yeah.
But I also see from a player's point of view to say, hey, we need a change of scenery here. Now, Justin's changed, but we can't go another 4 years. Yeah, 6 months or 12 months, fine, but we can't go long-term from it. He was brought in, I think, if I read the tea leaves correctly, in the first place, to straighten things up after sandpaper gating.
His attributes were perfectly aligned with
absolutely
where the cricket team might have been at that
aligned
stage. Yep.
Lovely way of putting it, Sam. He did all of that. So then I think it was time for a change to say, okay, you've done your bit, thank you. But unfortunately he hasn't ridden off into the sunset and waved goodbye and enjoyed all he's achieved. And that's the ugly side of this.
Him taking the feedback on board, this is how Justin Langer discussed that.
The hardest thing for me of it all, I've never said this publicly, right? But I will see you guys will get some headlines probably. The hardest thing for me of all of it was I got the feedback. I did something about it. We won the T20 World Cup. We won the Ashes. We're number one in the world. I've never enjoyed coaching more. I still got sacked. That's the hardest thing. Because you can't give someone feedback, do something about it. It'd be like, imagine me saying to a player, says to me, oh, coach, I'm the best one-day player in the world. I'm the best test cricketer in the world. I want to get in the T20 side. Okay, what do I have to do? I give them some advice. And they say, oh, thanks so much, coach. I'm going to go and work on that. Works on it. We pick him, give him the opportunity. He gets 5 man of the matches in the first 5 games. Well done. Actually, we're going to drop you anyway, mate, because we like someone better. Imagine saying that to a player.
What I do love is I love his honesty. I might not always agree with him, and it might grate with some. I love his transparency and his honesty and his conviction. We've had him on here on SEN many times over the years, and he's always excellent to talk to and listen to in that regard. This text came through for you, though, Simon. People who have the opportunity to express themselves after a period of time, they should do so without being told that if they do and tell the truth, that they will lose the room.
What's that mean?
Well, it means that you said by him speaking out after so long and not coming to terms that moving on, that he might lose any goodwill that he has. Well, this person's saying that people should be free to...
I've no doubt about that. Yeah. Well, he can be free to speak. I'm not saying he shouldn't speak. It's up to him.
Yeah.
But I think he loses relationships hand over fist. The more he speaks about it, the longer the period is that he's gone. You can't just carry these grudges forever. You've got to move on, and it's taking him a while to move on. But let's not also forget, and I'm not anti-Justin. I love Justin Langer. I love what he did for Australian cricket. The thing, Justin wasn't sacked. Justin was offered a 6-month extension to his contract, which he didn't agree with.
Yep.
So at the end of the day, it came down to Justin saying, hey, I want longer than that. And Cricket Australia said, no, we think that's the right period of time. So this wasn't you're out. Just won a World Cup. You've just won an Ashes series. You're out. It wasn't that.
But he would argue they made it almost impossible for him to continue.
I understand that, but let's get it straight. Cricket Australia did say your tenure can continue. Yep. Now, what happens in that 6 months and if the tenure could go after that, who knows? But he chose not to do that.
Brian's in Chelsea Heights. Brian, thanks for calling in.
Good morning, fellas. Yeah, I've always respected Justin Langer, but he's starting to lose me. He sounds like a whinging brat. The fact is that they did do well in the last tenure of his coaching, but there was agreement for him to more or less take a back seat and, be a little bit less controlling. And if you remember, Simon, when they played India, you tipped Australia to win 5-0. They played an Indian reserve side and got beaten in a test series by a side that had more injuries than the Alfred Hospital. So he wasn't travelling that well before they came to that agreement that he was going to take a back seat, more or less, for a period of time. So it's only reasonable to say, well, look, well, that worked, but let's try it for another 6 months. And if that's successful, we'll go on. If it's not, then we move on. I don't think that's unreasonable.
On your bras up, did you cross over with JL just at first-class level in your playing days?
Yeah, just.
Yeah.
You know, probably for 2 years, maybe 1 or 2 years. You could see he was a really determined good player. I reckon he was a black belt in karate, something like that, or judo or one of those. And you could see he was a really intense fella then and fit and hard and put high value on his wicket, which was all great. And he was just learning his way in first-class cricket then. And, just for the ability he had, what he got out of himself was extraordinary. And he's done that as a coach. And I'm really disappointed that it's ended up the way it has. And it's still going. That's the bit that I'm disappointed about. Because I would want Justin Langer to be able to walk back into a Cricket Australia function, into an Australian dressing room, and be embraced.
That seems like it's a long way away at the moment.
He needs to get over what he's saying publicly here. Get the vent his spleen to who he needs to privately, and let's all move on.
He's due to start up that commentary job with Channel 7 as well, so he'll be critiquing the Aussie team during the summer. And Ben Horne did report that in the News Corp papers yesterday that Pat Cummins had made plans to perhaps smoke the peace pipe with Justin Langer next week in Perth before that outburst. So we'll see whether that still takes place. And for Justin Langer's outburst yesterday, I mean, the players have largely bitten their tongue on it in the public forum as well.
So, which is good because, I think the players, for whatever role they played, and I think they played a significant role in Justin Langer only being offered a six-month contract, I think they weren't protected well enough on their role in the whole thing by Cricket Australia.
It's Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale. To kick things off, you can get the power to buy three and get one free on selected Toyo passenger car and SUV tyres. Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale can't last. Visit tyrepower.com.au now.